President Trump arrived in Sicily this morning. He's wrapping up his international trip with a two-day G7 summit. The main topics are climate change, security, trade, and immigration. But the real question many are asking is whether President Trump will try to mend fences with some of the United States' most important allies. NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith is traveling with the president, and she joins us now. Hi there, Tam.
Hello.
Well, this G7 meeting, of course, comes right on the heels of a NATO summit in Brussels, where relations between President Trump and European leaders really seemed frosty at times. Is the mood any different there in Italy, or Sicily, I should say?
Well, it's a little bit hard to tell because we're kept at a distance, a great, great distance from the meetings that are going on. But, you know, coming into it today, the leaders of the European Union held a press conference and made it clear that, you know, this is going to be, they believe, one of the hardest G7s that they've had in a very long time because there are fundamental disagreements. They didn't say with who, but it's pretty clear that it's with the United States. Fundamental disagreements about both climate and trade.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so then what are the G7 leaders? What would you say would be their most important goal, or what are they trying to accomplish with the summit?
Well, there's one thing that is often overlooked about this. Four of the seven leaders are brand new. And so this is a get to know you session. This is really about building those relationships. I think the primary goal is to come out of it with some kind of unity, at least on the things where they can have unity. Obviously many of the leaders, basically everyone other than President Trump, is going to spend at least part of the summit trying to convince him that the United States should stay in the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump has said that he will make his decision when he returns home from this trip.
Hmm. So let's get back to that NATO summit in Brussels, that frosty summit that we were talking about earlier.
It wasn't even a full summit. It was actually basically just a working dinner and the unveiling of some memorials and the new building.
Okay, great. So, but nevertheless, I mean, the president managed to make a statement in terms of what he didn't actually say, right? I mean, not explicitly affirming the United States' commitment to Article 5. I mean, that idea that an attack on any NATO member nation is an attack on all of NATO. I mean, how are people reading that?
Yeah, and that is fundamental to NATO, all for one and one for all kind of an idea. The White House insists that, you know, he was there at a dedication of a memorial to Article 5. It was called the Article 5 Memorial, and that they feel he didn't have to come right out and say it because he was standing there at this memorial dedication. The sense is that there were a lot of people who wanted to hear him actually say it, to at least in some way talk about why he values, or if he values, this sort of fundamental tenet of the alliance. Instead, what he did in that speech is mostly tell the leaders that they need to pay more, that they need to pay their fair share. It was something of a lecture. However, you know, the White House thinks the lecture worked because the leaders got together that evening for their working dinner, and they unanimously passed a resolution saying that they would do more burden sharing, or work towards more burden sharing, and that they would that NATO would join the counter ISIS coalition. And those are two things that President Trump went into that meeting wanting.
Hmm. Has there been a difference in tone between Trump's meetings with Arab leaders at the beginning of this trip and his meetings with European leaders? I mean, that's what a lot of people are commenting on, but what have you seen?
Yeah, it has been different. The Middle Eastern leaders really rolled out a red carpet for President Trump, and he was very much, you know, he when he was in Saudi Arabia, he said, you know, we're looking for partners, we're not looking for perfection. He said he didn't want to lecture them, and he was really reaching out there. Here in Europe, you know, the relationship is different. He certainly seems to be delivering more of the sort of campaign-style rhetoric, whereas in Saudi Arabia, he pretty much softened his tone from what he had been saying before about Islam.
Yeah. So, Tam, overall, I mean, what are your impressions so far of President Trump's debut trip on the international stage?
I would just say that it's been very controlled and very scripted. President Trump has not tweeted much, and most of the tweets have been clearly official. He has not held a press conference, which is highly unusual, and he isn't expected to hold a press conference. This is not normal for a big presidential trip overseas. And he, on a number of occasions, has said something in one of his speeches that, you know, was on script and written in the speech, but then where his aides had to come out and clarify and say, no, he stands by Article 5, or no, he totally believes in human rights. He just didn't mention it in a full-throated way in the speech or in public.
Hmm. Well, that's NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith speaking to us from Sicily. Tamara, thanks so much.
You're welcome.